Hi everyone, Fionnuala J here. Just dropping by with a sneak peek at some exclusive content over on the Flop Culture Patreon. That's patreon.com/flopculture, where you will get an extra at least 2 bonus episodes a month on all things flops, sometimes bops, and everything in between. Hope you enjoy this little preview. You're very welcome back to the Flop Culture Patreon. Hope you're well. This is a new episode of Bop Culture. We did actually previously record this and we had to destroy the audio, unfortunately, because...
I think Fionnuala thought that I wasn't in good form that night, and that's why you purposely sabotaged it.
No, that's not true. It was just because we were screaming into the microphones and it wouldn't have been a pleasant listening experience for anyone. How are you, Owen King? Great to see you.
I'm great. I'm really good.
Are you looking forward to going skiing?
I'm going skiing tomorrow morning, so yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Well, actually, no, I'm not, because it's snowing today in Dublin, and I realise how much I hate snow.
Yeah.
I also am a very bad skier, okay. And I feel as if I didn't do any preparation. What preparation can you do until you're off on the skis? But like,
yeah, what preparation do you need to do?
Like Jamie, my friend went and he did, shout out Jamie.
Shout out Jamie.
He, like, I think he was away and he went to like one of those like fake slopes and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know, it's a bit much.
Jamie.
But
fucking hell.
Yeah, someone's, that pay packet is hitting in. But yeah, I think once I'm there, I'll be grand. And you know what? If I don't enjoy it, I can just sit down and relax. I bring in loads of books.
So you've never been skiing before?
No, I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still very bad at it.
Okay, interesting. What are you going to read when you're there?
I'm going to sit you there. I have Skippy Dies, which is the book I've been reading for the past like 3 weeks. Probably okay. not a good sign.
Okay.
I've got a few other ones, like the Elena Ferrante, very like... Your mom on holidays reading one of those.
Okay.
A few more. I've got about 45 million books upstairs, which I need to get through. But I'm hoping that like I just get to disconnect for a while.
Yeah. I'm in such a reading rut as well. I need to get back into
that's
it.
The thing, same. I was like really good at the start of the year. Now I'm like trudging through this book, but it is what it is. How about you? Have you had holidays?
Have I any holidays?
Sorry, I don't know why my voice broke there.
I don't have any holidays. Do I have any holidays? No. Because we're getting married, so, and everything costs a million euro. I was going to go to Primavera with thee, but alas.
Yeah, then
that dream
Keane put the foot down.
Then
like,
Keane said, absolutely. You with those rambunctious gossiping gays, I don't think. Which was probably for the best. Anyway, let's talk Fleabag. Season 2, episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, we have already recorded about this episode, so this is our second time recapping. So we should remember everything, shouldn't we?
Well,
what happens in this episode?
I was about to say, I really hope I remember it, because I was actually watching. See, I thought we were also going to record season two, episode 4. So now I started watching that.
I know, sorry, that was my bad.
No, it's okay. So season 3 is when Fleabag is helping out her sister Claire. Claire is presenting an award for best woman in business,
mm-hmm.
In her beautiful London law firm. It's not a law firm, because she explicitly says that she's not a solicitor.
Yeah.
But she does something in, you know, I don't know, is it finance or whatever?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, she has a beautiful office anyways. And Fleabag is helping her out with maybe the entrees and stuff, and also like helping to serve them, whatever. And it all goes well until Fleabag arrives, picks up the award that Claire is about to present, and smashes it on the ground by accident, goes into 1,000 pieces. And what does she put in its place? Only the sculpture that they have stolen from Olivia Colman, the evil stepmother.
Yeah, the bust.
The bust.
The bust, the bust, the must increase the bust. Did you like what you hear? I hope you did. If you did, you can listen to the episode in full at patreon.com/flapculture. Other benefits to becoming a patron include getting the main episodes ad-free. We love that, girls. And you get them a little bit earlier than normal listeners too. So that's nice, isn't it? Why don't you join today? patreon.com/flapculture. I'll see you there.